The Star Report with Sasha Star.
And it's a very mixed bag today.
A very mixed bag.
A very mixed bag.
Sadness, happiness, all sorts of things.
Basically, I'm trying to give you a bit of a mix. And we're going to begin with Dolores O'Riordan.
What's
you
that?
You may remember she is the lead singer of the Cranberries. She passed away in January.
Oh.
Today actually would have been her 47th birthday.
Happy birthday.
And on her 47th birthday, the Westminster Coroner's Court has revealed the reason behind her death.
Too many cranberries.
Oh, no, Benji. Oh, gosh. Rude. So, dear Dolores, she actually drowned as a result of alcohol intoxication.
Oh, my God.
So, she drowned in beer, basically.
No, Benji, I'm regretting telling you the story. So, it's been ruled an accident. Mm-hmm. She didn't leave a note and there was no evidence of self-harm. But yes, I'm not really sure why it took 9 months to reveal her cause of death. And also quite morbid that it happened on her birthday.
Yeah, why did they do that? That's a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like they really didn't need... Do they have to?
Well, you know, when people are famous, other people are curious.
Yeah, but nine months later, I feel like they could have just let it go.
No, nobody even remembers it, clearly.
Just tell her family and let it go.
Okay, well, moving along. This story is... I'm just going to heap praise right now on Guillermo del Toro. Because you've probably seen Harry Potter and the Prison of Azkaban.
Maybe.
And if you haven't, get out of the studio.
Carry on.
Guys, come on. The third...
I think I might have stopped after the second one, to be honest. I've definitely read the book.
The first two movies weren't so great, but this was the first one, which took on a darker tone, and that is all as a result of Alfonso Cuarón, who now is an Oscar winner. But back then, he wasn't so known. He had done Y Tu Mamá También, which is huge in Spain, but, you know, Western world, he wasn't the most renowned. Enter... the producers of Harry Potter, who said, well, we'd like you to perhaps take on this role. And a conversation which ensued between Alfonso and his best friend, Guillermo del Toro, who last year won Best Director for The Shape of Water. So we're dealing with good company here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said that, you know, I'm going for Harry Potter. And, you know, what do you would think of this? And Guillermo basically said, I cannot, just disclaimer, I cannot repeat any of this. There's so much swearing. But basically, the conversation
like
went along the lines of, have you read the books? No, I haven't read the books. What is wrong with you? Go right now to the bookshop and get the books. Read them. Call me as soon as you're done. And you know what? Alfonso did that. And he said that he called him and he said, well, the material's really great. And Guillermo was like, well, you see, I told you. And then it just went from there. And he said, as a filmmaker, it was almost like a lesson in humility of saying, how am I going to do it on my own? But at the same time, respecting what has been beloved in those couple of books. Because anyone who has taken on literature will know you have a whole bunch of fans to deal with. And they will get you if you mess up that book.
But hang on a minute. So he took on this role of Harold Poitier before...
Jesus, Benji.
Before he even had read the books.
Yes.
That's absurd.
It's not nice. But then we also had Michael Gambon, who played Dumbledore following the death of Richard Harris. And he never read the books at all. Which I think is indicative of the way he portrayed Dumbledore, which is not very Dumbledore-esque.
Yeah,
100%. I digress. I'm getting a bit upset. So I'm going to go back to my another story. And that is about Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha's been in the news, hey?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love this guy. This guy is awesome. I like Sacha. I like Eran Moad. So I'm not going to do the story in this voice, but I could do the story in the voice. But basically, he's being sued by U.S. Senate candidate Judge Roy Moore. Mr. Moore and his wife have now laid a lawsuit against Sacha for $95 million.
Wow.
Claiming that the interview which took place was defamatory. He was kind of tricked. He was tricked into being interviewed. The interview, for anyone who doesn't know, quote unquote, falsely portrayed as a sex offender and pedophile, because they used a sort of mocking device, which when it went over, Roy Moore beeped, basically saying that.
That's not funny.
So it's a little funny. So now he is suing Sacha Baron Cohen, CBS, and Showtime. And $95 million sounds quite steep to me.
Shoot,
that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I dare say that Sacha has some good lawyers on his side, though.
Probably.
And finally, someone who might want to get some lawyers, or maybe not, because it sounds like they're sort of trying to deal with it themselves. Dionne Bort and Eminem. Yeah. Now, this requires backstory.
Oh, dear.
Back to 2017, where Dionne Bort, or rather Eminem, mispronounced Dionne Bort's name.
Mm-hmm. How did he pronounce it? Die Antwood.
Yeah, something very American like
right,
that.
Okay.
The Dionne Bort then responded and called him out on it. And now Eminem has released an album. It's his 10th studio album. It was actually a surprise. It dropped last Friday at midnight. And there's a song there called Greatest, in which he references a whole bunch of musicians, basically slandering them.
It's the list of people who have annoyed Eminem in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's kind of like Aya's death wish list, but slightly less murderous. Little Game of Thrones reference in there, gotta do that. So we're talking about the Dionne Bort being mentioned. Again, I cannot repeat these lyrics. There's so much swearing, there's so much malevolence. But what I am going to tell you is that the Dionne Bort replied to the lyrics, which basically go along the lines of, you know, people are upset that I mispronounced the name and who cares about you. And the Dionne Bort have now responded saying, you sounded better when you were on drugs. And also, and Lindy, you heard me listening to this earlier and she's like, what is that?
Terrible.
Saying something like, spelling out the letters of Eminem and R.I.P. So, people are not happy with Dionne Bort, fans of Eminem, and fans of Dionne Bort are not happy with the other party. So, there's just a lot of animosity. Everyone needs to just sit down and have a cup of tea.
Truly, I mean, the twarring that might be taking place between those two sets of fans is quite unbelievable.
I saw things on my Facebook timeline yesterday.
Really?
People were getting this.
I think I need I need to see this. This has to be the weirdest thing I'll see in 2018.
Yeah. No, it's very exciting. Who's to say you can't insult your way into Hollywood? Even if Donald Trump failed.
All right. And that's a start 4-5-7-7-8.
There we go. She'll be back all starry-eyed in 5779. Thank you so much, Sacha Starr. Now, let's move on the music, hopefully without any twas, and chill out with some Omer Adam.